Where's my notes? I'm holding them up. Can you see them? This is always a time where you can help me by sharing what you're thankful for also. But I'm going to read just a few scriptures out of Psalm 100. There, it's my favorite passage for Thanksgiving. And it says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands." Well, let's just go ahead. Woohoo! Yeah! Amen. And then serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We did that, didn't we? Man, I serve him gladly, don't you? I'm just so happy to be a believer and that God saved me and my life has changed because of that. Anyway, we can sing in his presence. And I do that a lot of times. I'll come in here by myself and I'll sing. I'll sing songs that, I don't know, I'm really anointed in here when nobody else is in here. Then I get a little fearful if I was going to sing it as a special or something. But it says, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Amen. Aren't you glad you're his people tonight? The sheep of his pasture? You know, his pasture is always luscious and green. It's always got food to eat and partake of. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." Amen. I like that old chorus. "And into his courts with praise." Remember we would sing it? "I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad." Amen. It says, "Be thankful to him and bless his name." Yes. I bless the name of Jesus. It's an awesome, awesome name. It's not just Jesus in Spanish or Jesus in English or Yeshua in Hebrew. His name has credit behind it. You know, he has a full bank account behind his name. Everything you need is invested in his name. It's amazing. You know, I'll never forget when I was a little boy and we were at the First Assembly of God Church down on Leicester Street. And there was a young man there. I don't know if he was an 18, 19-year-old man or 25 or whatever. But he was an epileptic. And he began to have a seizure. And I'll never forget, Peck Bowles went over there, put his hand on him. You know, Peck's voice, "In the name of Jesus." You know, he said, "In the name of Jesus." And you know that boy stopped having that seizure right there. That name is so powerful that we are to be thankful and to bless his name. "For the Lord is good." And you're supposed to say, all the time. And all the time, the Lord is good. "His mercy is everlasting." Man, it doesn't ever run out. He's got enough mercy for the rest of your life and more. He says, "And his truth endures to all generations." The truth is powerful. The Word of God. Even the demons can quote the Scriptures, but they're not children of God. So they don't have a right to use it. The Holy Ghost is power, amen? Yeah. He is power. And Jesus is the Word. You put the power with the Word, and we get results. Yeah, I feel like the Lord is saying, this is the time where we're going to see change. I had that word over Dennis two Sundays ago, I guess it was. I said, you're going to have Christmas in your Thanksgiving. And I think it was double meaning, like I said before. Christmas, the Lord didn't say to me to say, you're going to have Christmas at Thanksgiving. He said, in Thanksgiving. So I don't know if that means tomorrow something great is going to happen for Dennis and Di. I think it could. I don't know if it's to happen because we thank God, then good things happen because we're thanking Him. I believe both those could be true. But I do believe by the Holy Spirit that He is saying this is a time of change. And in the midst of your thanksgiving, you will see the glory of God descend like the dove that came upon Jesus when He was baptized. For the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, upon your church, upon your family, as you begin to thank God and worship God in spirit and in truth. His presence will fill the temple. Not only your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, will He fill, but He will fill the temple where you worship. He will fill the atmosphere with Him, His energy, His power. It will be to such an extent that when those who are in the outside begin to come in, they will begin to be touched the moment that they step onto the parking lot. And even as they enter the door, and even as they come and sit in the seats, you will begin to see, for this is a time where I am going to bring people from the north, south, east, and west, and from the middle of this area, this city, this town, and these counties all around, for the Lord will bring them. He will call them. He will woo them. His Spirit in this place will be like a magnet that draws the people. And they will say, surely God is in this house. Surely God is here. They will feel Him. You will tingle from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet as the presence of God fills you up to overflow. You will see miracles and deliverances. You will see healings such as you have not seen before. Many of those who are outlandish sinners will be called. They will be wooed. They will be drawn by the Holy Ghost into this house. Many will say, well, if I went in that place, the roof would cave in. But the Lord would say, no, He is going to draw them in, and they are going to be set free. They are going to be saved. They are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And there is going to be an outpouring upon this society, upon this city, and upon the young people in this area. For there is going to be a hunger among the young people, and there is going to come a clarity that is going to awaken them to what they are supposed to be, what they're supposed to do. And many will draw their parents in because the parents will say, I don't know what happened. They were this way. They were rebellious. They were this and that. But now they are hungry for God. I must find out what this is all about because they have changed. For I have called this to be a season of change. And I will bring Christmas into your Thanksgiving. And I will make this a house of worship and a house of prayer. For those that come and join together for prayer, when they do, I am releasing angels in all directions. I am sending them out, and they are procuring things even. Yes, the things that are needed for this house to be effective. Many things. Yes, I will bring in equipment. I will bring in the furnishings. I will bring in the even vans. There are at least two vans on the horizon that I will bring in very soon so that this place can become a place that not only draws them in but goes and gets them and brings them in. Or I would say, I am about to move like you have not seen before in this house. Why? Because you enter my gates with thanksgiving. You enter my courts with praise. And you say, this is the day. And as you say, this is the day, and you believe with all your heart, whatever you ask will be granted to you. For there are many things that you would ask for that I will release to you. So do not tarry or hold back any longer, but simply ask and watch as I rain it down out of heaven. I will pour it out upon this place, and people will say, this place is blessed, for I am the one who blesses. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And I will draw in sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. I will call them in, and they will be transformed. There are those that will be delivered out of homosexuality. There are those who will be delivered out of addictions, especially pornography and sexual immorality. I will deliver those who are addicted to drugs, illegal, and those that are even from prescriptions. I will deliver them. I will set them free once and for all. And they will know that it was me who did it, says the Lord, because no one else could do it. Yes. I will draw in the friends of friends, and I will draw in cousins and all extended family members, and I will bring them in because this is a house of prayer. This is a house of worship, and the redeemed of the Lord abide here. And so as you abide here, I abide here. Yes, and I will fill you up. I will fill you up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So, Lord, I just began it. I'm going to ask for money to pay the parking lot. I'd like to have a paved parking lot. How many would agree with me for that? Say amen. I'm going to ask for those two vans. I would have been happy to maybe get one, but he says two. So let's say in the name of Jesus, we ask for those two vans. Thank you, Lord. I believe they're coming. Hallelujah. And I don't know which furnishings he's talking about, our equipment, but we accept it, and we call it into existence. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. For there are many that are saying, I've been thinking about coming to your church. That's the truth. We ran into a lady that we went to church with 30 years ago. And she said, I've been thinking about y'all. I've been thinking about coming to your church. There's many people like that. Even Tyler Gutterman's grandmother told her daughter, Ruth, said, I want to go to Kevin McAnulty's church. It's not that I own the church, you know what I mean. But sometimes they only know this church by the pastor. And so she said, I want to go to Kevin McAnulty's church. And then she died. Well, some die before they can get here. Some are dying to get here. They want to be here. And they're coming. Yeah. I feel like there's a wave. Amen. I thank God for it. Yes, Lord.
showing me that Stephanie is going to be touched. It's going to be miraculous. And it's going to be in church. It's not going to be at home. It's going to be when she's in church. And the power of God is going to touch her like electric. Yeah. And the Lord says when that happens, He will raise you up and launch you out in a healing ministry where you will go out and come in on a regular basis. It will be a miraculous testimony that she will share, and you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Danielle, there's a spiritual awakening coming to your family members. Yeah. A brokenness is coming. Especially with your brother. I don't know if he ever watches this program. But Andrew, it's coming. Yeah, the glory of God's going to visit him. There's a spiritual awakening. Yeah. Zach, I've just pleaded with the Lord to bring in more musicians. And it's like the Lord has shown me. They're coming. In fact, there's going to be too many. You're going to have to organize teams even. But it's all right, because as I go out, sometimes teams are going out. As you go out, a team will go out with you. We'll be coming and going like ships passing in the night. Yeah. But it's happening. Yeah. There's a Holy Ghost visitation. He's going to habitate, but there, you know, He's going to visit in such a powerful way. People are just going to come in and be delivered. They're not even going to know. They're going to be invited. They don't even know what to expect. But they're going to get touched by the hand of God in a very powerful way. And it's not a long waiting thing. It's happening. It's coming very soon, very quickly. Yeah, there's many like Dennis and Di that will sell their houses and move here. Some will want to be trained. Others want to be servants. They'll just want to help and do things for the church and for the community. Yeah. Hallelujah. If anybody else has something the Lord's showing you, come on up here. You got to come up here, though. This is where the camera is. Let's focus this way. Just ask the Holy Ghost. He gives you a picture or a word. Glory. Yes, 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 Lord. I don't have any notes. The Lord told me not to make notes tonight, just to come read the scripture and prophesy the word of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. I'm coming out of debt. I looked at our amortization today on the church. At the end of December, we're down to $175,000. This property, we've invested over $700,000 in. So, and the two buildings together and the property's worth over $1 million. So, God's going to pay it off soon. Glory. but a God of thanksgiving or a prophecy. I didn't cough at all when I was prophesying. Yeah, come on up here.
There's many things to be thankful for that we've been blessed with this year, but one of the things that are highlighted to me is financially being blessed. We purchased our first house this year, so now we're homeowners, and we've had the finances to, like, redo this old 70s house. So we're doing some remodeling and buying furniture, and the Lord has just really blessed us with the finances to do all that now before we add another baby, and then Zach starts his doctorate program. So just want to thank the Lord for that, and all of you. You're all such a blessing to my life and my growth in the Lord, and it's just priceless. And thank you all.
And the Lord's going to get you an SUV too. Yeah. Well, that'll be all right too. Whatever the Lord wants. Hallelujah. If you've got a request, let it be known unto God. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a thanksgiving or praise or a request or a prophetic word?
Definitely a Thanksgiving. Mom made it through COVID, and she's doing well now. She's in no pain. She's with us as long as God allows. Our children, we speak life over them, and they're doing well in Jesus' name, and God is going to use them mightily someday. We praise Him for how the growth that they've had so far. Beautiful, they're growing up and coming along. For this family, means everything to us. You guys, God brought us here for you guys to be our family and us to be your family. And that's rare in churches, it seems like. And for the people who's going to be coming, we're thankful and grateful for all the deliverances and healings. So those people don't have to be tormented anymore. They can be set free. I have so much to be thankful for. I could go on and on.
Man, you sound like a preacher. We're thankful for your family. I appreciate on Wednesday I come in and Philip's already here. Well, I'm usually in the office. I just come over. But he's here getting everything turned on. I can count on him like clockwork. You know, that's very special and unique to have somebody like that, and I appreciate it. Who else? Thank God he's taking this cough away. The only thing that relieves it is to eat. So I've been eating lately. I'll probably eat right after this service. Who else?
About, I guess it's been a couple weeks ago now, we had service at God's Powerhouse, and I saw for this church and that church that there are people that are going. They have to make that commitment. They've been called, but they haven't stepped forward yet. And he showed me that once they take that step, they're stepping into the anointing and they're stepping into their calling. It aligns, and there's like an angelic host. It's almost like a pyramid. the flying V is how I described it, because their angelic wings are girded around about the grouping. Your children are part of that. And so when they step into their true calling, and they are, you can see it every week, they're getting closer, they're inching in. When they take that position, and it's not just your children, when I use that term broadly, it's your children in the church. When they step into those roles, this house is going to be filled, because it's getting people positioned to take on those roles. And it's not just reliant on you and Zach. It's going to be reliant on a group. As you mentioned, there's a team, and it's going to be a rotating team. And it's a team that's filled with the Holy Spirit, because you allow that to happen in this church. Dennis and I are grateful. You gave us a word, I guess it's been over a year ago, about building the church. And it's a different church, as you know, the people here know that, but it's a different type of calling and community service than resides in this church. And that we prayed about it, and one thing that we said, we needed, Lord, if you want this to happen, you'll provide the funds.
Yes.
So we did sell our house, which provided enough funds to build that church with debt free. So yeah, and in turn gave us enough funds to be debt free. So just going through the classes, you know, we were going through the finance class. And for those who don't believe in tithing, if you haven't lived through that process or not tithed and lived through that process, you know it works. And I'm not just saying that because I want a storehouse to come into the church, but it's for your benefit to tithe to this church or any organization that you're supporting that mission and purpose. And if the Holy Spirit prompts you, don't hesitate, is all I'm saying to the people out here. Don't hesitate to give, because it will be given, pressed down, good measure. So there are things. I mean, you were right on with your prophecy today. I've had dreams about this church. I have dreams about the other church. I have had dreams about the community. And they're all in sync with what God's doing. He is positioning people. He is positioning resources, and it's not going to be a hard thing. It's going to be an easy thing, but they're going to come in the droves, so we do have to be prepared and ready and prayerful about that.
May it be 30, 60, and 100-fold return back to you. As you put in your own resources, God will never owe a debt. So get ready, because it's going to be tremendous. It's going to overflow your life. Going to overflow the ministries around you. Yeah, you're going to walk in a great anointing because of that, because of your heart of service. And Sunday I'm going to preach about golden opportunities and how God connects people. You're connected.
Yes.
And there's a Holy Spirit unction.
5 years ago,
yeah.
Never lived here.
Yeah. And God is imparting to you right now the gift of miracles. He's doing that miraculously. And you'll feel it. It's going to feel like I always described it, like a quarter going down into the Coke machine. You're going to feel it go right into your spirit in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel it pulsating. Yeah. God is good. Just like that brother prayed for me in Nigeria, I pray for you. He said I could only use it if I gave it away. So I give it away. Yeah. You won't understand it even. You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah. I've had people walk up to me in the market in Mexico and not even know me. And they ask if I was a man of God. You know, as they could tell. There it is. Glory. Yeah. Glory. Does anybody need a miracle or healing tonight? Anybody need a special touch from God? I'm serious. You do? Come here. Come here right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, one at a time. Okay? All right. I want you to grab their hand. You don't even have to pray. We just thank God. Let's thank God. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle. And you're going to feel it like heat in your hand going into theirs. And you're going to have just a tremendous outflow in Jesus Christ's name. It's going to feel like a little flutter. And it's going to grow and grow. And whew, it's going to take off in you. Woo! I see it upon you, Tara. I see that anointing upon you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get it. See, I get it like a mark. See that? It's like an indention. More, Lord. Energizer. Energy. Fill her up with energy. Yes. Or she runs circles around Dave. Woo! Hallelujah. And the devil's a liar. Everybody's not going to die in your family. And you're not going to die before your time. I think you're going to rapture personally. Yeah. Get energized. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Well, come on. Who's next? Caleb? Yeah, we just let it flow. Flow, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Feel warmth, Caleb? You will. Raise your hand when I, there it is, when you feel it. Out of the belly is going to flow rivers. Living water. Rivers. Thank you, Lord. Healing my sinuses. I claim it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You feel it now? That warmth? Yeah? Yeah? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah? Yeah, that's what happens to me. Whew. Sometimes people feel like ice. I feel heat, they feel ice. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Be blessed. All right, Mama. Lord, bless her. Yeah. 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 Glory. Yeah. When you feel heat, Anna, or ice, lift your hand. Confirmation. Holy Ghost is filling you up with it. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to shout. We just need to break out. Do something we're not normally do. Like, woo! You feel that shout in your belly? Let it out. Hallelujah. She feels it. She got her left hand up in the air. Is it hot or cold? Hot. Fire of God. Fuego de Dios. Fuego de Dios. Fuego de Dios en su corazón. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Next, we're going to get this whole family dosed. Lift your left hand when you feel the heat. Fire of God go in. Yeah. See, we don't even have to pray. Diane's just done that out of habit. Jesus. We can just say Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Jesus. Feel warmth and heat hit you. Go in. You will raise your left hand. Hallelujah. Fill her, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Whew. I know that anointing is humming like a generator. Yeah. There it is. It's pouring in. It'll make your face flush. You just feel the power all over you. The Holy Ghost is power. His anointing is power. He marks us with power. Yeah, sometimes my hand hurts when I'm praying for people. Anointing flowing. Yeah. Glory. I see it on her face. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah. We'll go walk in it. All right, Brother Philip. He's like Elisha was to Elijah. He served, helped build the altars. Yeah. Just give him that Elisha anointing in the name of Jesus the Christ. Literally gonna feel it in the top of your brain, like the top of your head. It's gonna be like an ice. Just kind of, I'm not like a brain freeze, but it's gonna be just cool, like you're behind your eyeballs, and it's gonna be like a lifting. In the name of Jesus. You know, it's all right to feel. You know, the Holy Ghost makes us feel. Yeah. You feel it, raise that left hand when you feel that heat. Yeah. Glory. There it is. Hallelujah. All the way down to your feet. Sleep tonight like you haven't slept in maybe years. You're going to sleep hard, Philip. Deep. You're going to dream tonight. You're going to be in a dream realm tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. paper mache. Just a lifting of heaviness. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo. Hallelujah. And I don't know if anybody's watching anymore via Facebook Live, but he's touching people right now, even that are watching over the internet. Yeah, he's healing somebody's legs right now. They've had pain in their legs, and the pain has made you restless, and the Lord's taking the pain out tonight. You're going to rest well. It's not going to wake you up in the middle of the night. I hear somebody somebody else has a hearing problem. It's like you've had an earache for a long time. And God is healing it right now. Thank you, Lord. Donna Silkwood. Amen. Heal her, Lord. Somebody's got pain in their hands. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's arthritis or what. But he's healing your hands right now. Taking pain out. Pain is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good. For your help.
Amen. Stand with me if you will. We declare the year of the Lord's salvation. We declare the year of the Lord's word. That as we read his word and study his word and we begin to speak his word, that we begin to see things happening. That there is going to be an explosion of the grace and the mercy of God, an explosion of what God wants to do. For I hear the Lord say, I have been silent for a long time, but now is the time. I am going to speak forth. I am going to act. I am going to move. And I just require that you, as my people, become my mouth. You, as my people, become my hands. You become my feet. You go for me and do for me, because I will do great and mighty things which you have not seen before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Amen. God bless you as you go. Woo.